Hello, everybody, and welcome to the EstoProds.com comic book podcast. As always, this podcast is brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today they're brought to you by Zazzle. We have new guys. Yeah, they're all about custom products. So you can go on there and design your own everything. Design your own shoes, design your own fucking butt, design your own shirts, design your own hats, design your own fucking anything. And then they will make it and ship it to you. By cutting out, I think, yeah, they said on their site there is something about how it's like more energy efficient to do things this way. And hey, you know, since everyone's creative and shit, make your own shit. Zazzle.com. Click the link at the bottom of the page or any of the banner ads on the site and go buy some stuff. Or if you don't feel like creating your own stuff, just feel like buying stuff already made, why don't you go to destoprods.com/store? We have our own shirts, such as the best-selling Because Japan shirt, in that we have sold some Because Japan shirts. Now available in fat people sizes. Check that out, destoprods.com/store. Or, if you don't feel like spending money on products, just feel like giving money to help dying children, then go to destoprods.com/extralife, that's all in word, and donate. All proceeds raised go towards Children of America Network Hospitals. And join our team and help us raise money. The top fundraiser and the top donators on our team, if they want to, will be joining us on October 20th for our 24-hour live stream. That's destoprods.com/extralife. I am your host, the Deadman. Joined by today we have Bovey Wong.
Hello.
And new guy,
oh my God.
Steven.
Hi.
How are you doing, Steven?
I'm doing swell.
Okay, so Steven will be joining us on the Conks podcast, as well as the movies podcast, and a commentary track or two, if he can get on them.
Yes, that's right.
And so, yeah. Steven.
Yes.
What have you been reading recently?
What have I been reading? Okay, well, out of my many, many poll, right now Tonight I'll talk about Earth 2, number 3.
Ah, yes, Earth 2! What are you thinking of Earth 2?
I don't know. The thing about the latest issue of Earth 2, that, like, I've never seen anyone talk about when I read reviews of it, there's a very odd part, I'm going to try to find it right now, where a character actually says, "I'm afraid, what is he? More horror from the stars." Which is lines of dialogue that does not make sense in any way. like things are being trashed in front of these, like, civilians. And they're just like, "I'm scared right now."
Well, they had to get that across somehow. I mean, you can't actually show their faces. I mean, it's not like this is a comic book or anything.
Yes, it's not like it's a visual medium. And it's just like, "Look, I can't believe what I'm seeing. I'm afraid."
It's like, "Oh my God, there is a green man in front of me."
Yeah, and I'm just like, what? I don't understand. And then earlier, we meet Hawk Girl, and Hawk Girl's cool, but, like, she's talking with Jay Garrick.
Yeah.
And Jay Garrick, I don't know if I read it wrong, or, like, I have a missing speech bubble, but there's a part where, like, Jay Garrick is literally just going, like, "Trust you, trust you." But she says nothing, she doesn't even say the word "trust" before that. He just starts yelling at her. And it made no sense. I was like, am I reading this wrong? I'm trying to find it, but I can't.
Yeah, but I remember the part you're talking about.
Yeah, it was weird.
And dude, you stop moving around so much, you're fucking up your mic. Stop moving shit around so much, you're fucking up your mic.
Oh, shit, that's right, sorry. Sorry, this is my first podcast. I'm so embarrassed.
We'll forgive you this time.
Yeah, podcast faux pas, but if you do it again, you're fucking out.
Okay, I won't start doing things.
Definitely not my fault that the lost podcast is lost.
What?
It's lore. Moving on. So, Earth 2,
yeah. But overall, like, I really like the art in Earth 2, and I love the Justice Society, like, before the relaunch.
So
I'm interested. I like the revamped costumes for the most part.
Yeah, it's kind of the one thing about the Flash's costume that's kind of weird is, like, his new cyclist helmet.
Yeah, that was the only thing. I don't like his helmet because mainly just for the earpieces, I think. Or, like, instead of, like, a windshield in front of his face, like, goggles, I thought would have been fine.
Yeah, but it's just... He actually does look like he's about to enter, like, a big cycling event.
Yeah, yeah. He looks... Yeah.
And it's really weird, because, like, when he's running, he's not really... He doesn't exactly get low to the ground. He's just kind of running like a dude, so that really has no purpose whatsoever.
Yeah, aside from, like, oh, get it... Before, it was just, like, a Mercury helmet. Now it's, like... It's a modernized helmet. Get it?
I feel like it'd be better if they actually just went with a Mercury helmet, because this time he actually got his powers from fucking Mercury.
Yeah, it makes more sense for him to have a helmet like that.
Yeah, well, could you really call it a helmet? It was more like a plate that he put in his head.
It was, well, yeah. It was, like, it's supposed to be built off, like, a World War I type helmet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, it was just, like, not even a bowl over his head.
It was like a plate with a slight indentation in it.
Yeah, so like it doesn't like immediately fall off.
Yeah. But going at the speeds he was going, that thing should have gone like, the thing could have like flew off and decapitated a child.
Yeah, that'd be sad. That would make the Flash have a dark turn.
Yeah. Like he turns to drinking and then everything goes wrong.
That'd be interesting. I'm intrigued by that storyline. That should be a thing.
Then Iris leaves him.
Oh no.
They're not even together.
Wait. Jay Garrick wasn't with Iris.
I don't know who Jay Garrick was with.
I'm gonna look it up.
Don't do it on the podcast.
Sorry.
It's for bad content.
Sorry.
But yeah, so... Anything else you want to say about Earth 2?
Dr. Fate. That's all I'm gonna say. Dr. Fate, coming soon?
Yeah, it's... Coming soon, Earth 2, issue 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's all I gotta say about Earth 2.
Okay, so moving on, what else you got?
Let's see. Action Comics 11.
Ah, yes.
Grant Morrison, still writing Superman.
Fuck yes.
I was, when they said Grant Morrison was gonna write Superman, like as an ongoing, I thought it would actually not last as long.
Like, when was the last time he's actually been, like, part of this long and ongoing?
Well, no, he did do Batman for a long time.
Everything I've read from Grant Morrison has been little short things, like, Joe the Barbarian, fucking We Three.
Oh my god, We Three.
Yeah, fucking We Three, dude.
Oh my god, the first time I read that, I almost cried.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Bobby has no idea what we're talking about.
No. But anyways, yep, no, Grant what?
I was just saying I'm pretty lost right now.
Yeah. But yeah, Action Comics, Clark Kent is quote-unquote dead.
Yes.
Spoilers. Am I allowed to spoil things?
Spoiler alert for Action Comics 11.
Yes.
Go ahead.
He died issue 10, so if you haven't read it yet, then... Whatever. But yeah, so his new identity is intriguing.
Yeah, like, he's a firefighter now?
Yeah, he's a firefighter who wears a toque.
Yeah, and it's like...
doesn't talk to anybody.
Yeah, and, oh god, it's just... Fuck. Like, the glasses thing!
I love the glasses thing. I am 100%... all about Clark Kent disguise.
This isn't even, like, on that level of, it might take you a second.
No, it's just like, how do people not realize this is Superman with a hat on?
Yeah, it's just gonna take one punch to a clothing store, then, like, a piece of fabric, and it's like, wait, dude, is that you?
And especially since, like, in Action Comics, all Superman really wears is, like, a t-shirt and jeans.
Well, he started getting more into the fucking
suit. Like, yeah. What do you think of the suit?
I'm kind of nonplussed about it. Like, it's nice that they got away... It's nice that they got rid of the fucking underwear on the outside of the pants.
Yes. I agree.
And that he's not just fucking rolling around in a fucking onesie.
Hmm.
But on the same side, does he really need battle armor?
Well, I don't think he wears it because it's armor, though. It's a Kryptonian thing.
Yeah, no, he wears it to, like, honor his heritage and Krypton and shit. But he did the same... But, I don't know, it's...
Like, I
you
like
have to
it.
Wear armor because you need it. Wear armor because it's badass.
Well, exactly. But, like, even when they draw it, like, it's a comic book thing, the way they draw their armor, like, it's pretty much just fabric with lines. But, like, I don't know. I'm one of the few people who, I don't care, they got rid of the shorts. There was a big thing online, like, it's weird, because online, everyone hated the shorts until the shorts are gone.
Yeah, I know.
And, like, there was a big thing where, like, someone did fan art about what if they did, like, a Marvel, like, Ultimate Marvel to DC, where everyone was modernized. And it was pretty much the exact same costume as this one, without as many lines in it. It was the exact same. And the symbol was the Kingdom Come Superman symbol, where it's just, like, a swoosh in the middle of the diamond.
Okay.
And not an explicit S. But, like, it was the same. He had the collar, and he didn't have shorts, and he had, like, thicker boots, I guess.
Yeah, I do like the Kingdom Come S better than the...
Really?
Yeah, it's like... It's supposed to be a Kryptonian symbol, right?
Yeah.
So then Kryptonians just happen to have a symbol that has the letter S in it?
Yeah. Sure. Well, no, it's not like a Kryptonian symbol inside a diamond. Like, the whole thing is a symbol.
Yeah, I know, but it's like... It's just a bit weird to me where they have... Where, like, they have this huge symbol, and then it's just... Hey, just put a diamond with an S in it. Symbol.
Yeah. Like, I get that. Like, it was made in, like, 1938. So, like, they didn't think of it back then. But, like, if they did forever swish it to just the swoosh, that'd be fine with me.
Yeah. I like the swoosh.
As long as it wasn't red and black. Like, if they kept it red and yellow with a swoosh, I think that'd be fine.
Yeah, red and black does not go with this Superman.
No.
It goes with, like, an old haggard Superman.
An old angry Superman with something to prove.
Yeah, who fucks Wonder Woman and gets her pregnant.
That was...
Because,
you know. Everyone wanted that to happen, I guess.
Yeah, and Batman just fucking, boom, you're pregnant.
Yeah, I love how Batman can tell. I love it. It made perfect sense.
Yeah, he's fucking Batman.
Because he's Batman.
He is Batman.
Yeah, exactly. It's like how can Batman float with... How can Batman fly around with just a cape? Because he's fucking Batman.
Because he built it to do it that way.
No, not because he built it. He just said, I'm Batman, and the cape just did it.
the cape was scared.
Yeah, so, moving on.
Yes.
What else you got?
Oh, moving on with me still? Let's see. I recently reread the wonderful issue, Brave and the Bold, number 33, Wonder Woman, Zatanna, and Batgirl. By J. Michael Straczynski.
I have never read a Brave and the Bold.
Neither have I, except, like, online, they were raving about this. So I was like, I'm going to go buy this. And I did. And it is the most touching story I have ever read with those three characters.
Okay, so give us a synopsis. What's the story?
Okay, so what basically it is Zatanna, like, wakes up from a nightmare. And she goes and calls Wonder Woman. And they go get Batgirl, like, we're going to have a night on the town. You need a break, Batgirl. And it's like Barbara Gordon Batgirl.
Yeah, of course.
So, just to clarify.
The proper Batgirl.
I like Stephanie Brown a lot, but yeah. I'm a big Stephanie Brown fan, but no, the original Batgirl. And so they go have a night on town. It's all really cute. And then, like, halfway through, it takes this weird turn where, like, Wonder Woman or Zatanna is talking about oracles and stuff, and it gets really, like, everyone knows what happens to Barbara Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, like, you learn that this happens, like, the night before the Joker shoots her, and it just, like, it ends on a really perfect note where she wakes up, Barbara Gordon wakes up, and she's in her wheelchair, and she's just like, I had my favorite dream. I was dancing, and it was wonderful. And I was like, that is so sweet. And it was just really cute. Like, it's just like, I just love when superhero stories just show that they also can have fun. They're not all brooding and, like, punching people. They also have lives, and they're also people, even though they're not really people because they don't exist.
Yeah, and one of them is made of clay.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, because... Yeah, I don't get into that.
You won't?
No, I won't.
Okay. That's fine. You don't have to.
So, yeah. Final thing, you said you had one more.
Yes, I was going to bring up Ozymandias.
Yes, Ozymandias!
Before Watchmen.
Yes, before Watchmen, issue one of Ozymandias. Continuing down this fucking rabbit hole.
Of this, will it be a bad idea? Probably.
Yeah.
But I didn't love it as much as a lot of people I've been reading have loved it.
I hated it.
Yeah?
It was bad.
Yeah. Like, it's a lot... Inner monologue is cool when it's cool and interesting. Yeah.
Inner monologue is cool when there's other shit happening.
Yeah, when not the entire story is told like that.
Yeah, like...
I really hope the rest of the, like, I think it's six issues or whatever, are issues. Not all told like that.
It's either four or six, can't remember.
I think this one's six.
Oh, boy. We get more Ozymandias.
Like, I really like the character, so I'm going to get issue two. But
I'm going to read them all, because I hate myself.
Yeah. Well, no, I can't afford to read... Like, If I'm disliking them, I'm going to drop them. But right now, I'm going to get all the first issues.
Okay. Well, yeah, so, I guess we'll explain, talk about with the inner monologue thing. So, throughout the entire comic...
Yes.
And I mean the entire comic.
Yeah.
Everything is monologued.
Yeah, he's explaining what we're seeing. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's like he goes to the museum to look at an exhibit of Alexander the Great. And the monologue is, I went to the museum to see a visit of Alexander the Great.
Yes. Like, oh my god. It's just so stupid.
Yeah, and...
It looked nice. It all looked very pretty.
Yeah, the art was probably the best thing about that comic.
Mm-hmm. And I liked the part where he, like, beat up those bullies. That was cool. That was intense.
Yeah. It would have been better if it wasn't monologued.
Yes. Like, it's fine. You can open and close with monologue.
Yeah. Or, like, you could have them... Or could have, the guy fighting and have him monologuing about something else. Like,
that'd be cool.
Like, Batman having him, like, having him punch the fuck out of some dudes and then having him monologuing about, like, the nature of crime in Gotham City, or having him monologue about what he's actually doing.
Exactly. Or, like, do what Watchmen does and have him talk about, like, you know, something that mirrors what's happening but is not explicitly the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh no! We have to be told. We have to also read what we're being shown.
Yeah.
Ugh. God.
Yeah, and also, like, so... The one thing that I absolutely hate about this comic was... So, Bobby, let me direct this question at you.
Yes.
Since you haven't been talking.
Yeah.
So, Bobby. Have you read Watchmen, the original?
Yes.
That's the right answer.
Yes.
I want to say it was quite a while ago, and I have a very bad memory, though, so... Yes, don't expect you to remember exact specifics. I have to read it again soon.
Okay, so,
that.
Just, what do you remember about Ozymandias? Like, specifically his plan and motivations. Stunned silence, perfect answer. Well, yes.
How is that perfect answer? What?
So yeah, so like in the original comic, Ozymandias, he set his entire plan into motion because of what was going on with Russia and America being like the countdown towards nuclear war.
Well,
yeah, it's almost like that's what the entire comic was about.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, right? Yeah. So, Bobby, you were saying?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm being tired and dumb tonight. Yeah. So yeah, that was actually a fact I kind of knew, but wasn't putting it into words very well. God, yes. I suck tonight.
We're recording this pretty late.
Sorry, that's my fault.
Well, yeah, so...
Freaking Steven.
Well, yeah, so that was the entire thing of like, alright, so I'm the smartest man in the world, I'm gonna use that smartness to fucking do this huge, awesome plan, and then bring all the world together.
Yeah.
But then, go back to Ozymandias the comic book, and from the age of, like, five, he knew he was going to take over the world.
You just decided.
Okay.
Yeah, he was like five years old. He's like 5 years old. It's like, alright, so my dad got in trouble. Fuck this. I'm gonna take over the world.
His plan had nothing to do with taking over the world. He doesn't take over.
No one knows it was him.
His plan was exactly. His plan was to drastically change the world under his design.
Yeah, his plan was to give the world a common enemy so that they'll stop fighting each other.
Yeah.
But no.
Simple plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupidly executed, but it is actually for the nobler cause of world peace.
It's awesomely executed is more like it. And come on, fucking giant vagina squid monster?
Yeah, that would totally work.
Yeah.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
I mean, fuck, if for some weird reason, giant squid monsters started popping up all over the world, most of our wars would probably end, because oh fuck, giant squid monsters are coming, let's do something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta say, I wouldn't be fighting with anyone if there was a giant squid monster.
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, dude, let's deal with the giant squid monster.
Yeah. Men will kill each other. It's priorities here. You gotta prioritize your murder list.
I don't think it would have lasted forever, the world peace, but it definitely would have lasted a long enough time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. According to before Watchmen, he just decided he wanted to do that before there was ever a global conflict of that nature.
Yeah, and what actually sparked him off on it was...
Oh yeah, his girlfriend died, so he was very upset about that.
No, it wasn't that. It was his dad got in trouble.
Oh yeah.
He got in trouble, so his dad paid some money, and he's like, fuck this, I'm gonna take over the world.
What?
Yeah, exactly, dude. It's so fucking stupid. Then he comes back from his pilgrimage and meets a girl.
Oh yeah, yes.
Because
a girl.
Yeah, because he's not some weird asexual being. He actually has sex.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, and oh god, it is.
And then he ignored her, and then she died, and that made him sad.
Yeah.
So he wore a Halloween costume that he made.
Yeah.
To fight crime.
Yeah, it's all a huge, huge mess.
Yeah, it was. I don't know why everyone loved it online so much.
I don't know, dude.
Everyone's like, oh, it's the best one yet. I'm just like...
No. Night Owl's the best one yet, which I'll be getting to later in the show.
Okay, I'll leave you to talk about that.
Okay, so that...
So far it seems like Before Watchmen is not a great series.
It's a complete wash.
I don't know, I'm... we've only got half of them so far, right? Or, there's two more or something?
We've gotten two-thirds of them.
Okay, so, yeah. There's another third left. It might... Rorschach and Dr. Manhattan might be completely awesome. That's a funny joke, isn't it?
Youthful optimism. I remember when I was like that before I started this show. So long ago.
I want to say we got enough of their backstories in Watchmen.
We've said it enough already.
There's not much else to build off of. Everything we need to know is in Watchmen.
Yeah.
I'm not against the project existing because...
I am.
The only one that actually makes sense for existing is a Minutemen series. That's it. That's the only thing that could be interesting. Everything interesting we have to know, we know.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, moving on. Bobby.
Alright,
I think there's a bit of a delay.
So, yeah. What? Bit of a delay? Yeah, that's my brain still warming up. I'm sorry to get better now. So I read Marvel Point One. It's a one-shot it's really just a combination of a bunch of different issues.
Okay, yeah, I think I read that one too.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. And they're strung together in a way that's, I guess, a little bit lazy, but not too bad. Basically there's this guy breaking into the fortress of the Watcher, who is basically God, because he can see all possible timelines at any point.
Well, he's...
More or less.
He is a god.
Yeah. He's not like God, because he is a god.
Yeah, he is one of many, many gods.
He's the youngest, though.
Yeah, he's Uatu. He lives on the moon.
Mm.
He shows up whenever something big is going to happen.
Yeah, Uatu. The best.
Yeah. There's a black kid named after him in Spider-Man.
Yes, I love it.
Yes, Uatu, I love that series. Yeah, like, he's a Uatu Jackson. He makes vampire hunting shit.
Yeah, that's his gimmick. I love it.
Yeah. So yeah, movie. Marvel Point One.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so apparently the Watcher is basically in a comatose state, which he is for 42 minutes once every 3 years. So these guys go and they basically get access to his view of the different universes. So the first thing we see is Nova. He's on Burj. And he's fighting... Who the hell is that? Terax. He's fighting Terax. Yes, I am looking through the issue to kind of help me along here. Because you know how my memory for names and shit is.
Yeah.
Basically, he's trying not to fight. He's like, I'm warning you, something bad's coming. And then Terax is like, screw you, I'm not afraid of anything. And it's like, no, really, you should be scared of this. But anyways, Nova ends up flying away, and the Phoenix Force destroys the planet.
Okay.
And so now Nova is flying towards Earth to warn them about the Phoenix Force, which I'm guessing leads us into Avengers vs. X-Men.
Oh yeah, I did read that. Yeah, I did read that, yeah.
Because, yeah, Nova shows up all like, oh my god!
Yes.
It's a new Nova, isn't it?
He's part of the Nova Corps.
Oh, okay, okay. Like Marvel's Green Lanterns.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Only they have super uniforms.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a bucket on my head.
It's a cool space helmet.
No, this is a cool space bucket.
Well,
it's got like cool like spikes on it.
And shit.
And my chest lights up on my nips.
Yeah, pretty much.
In space.
Yeah.
But go on.
And yeah, and then after that, we're into Uncanny X-Force, basically showing us a future where mutants have killed all the humans.
Wait, you're reading Uncanny X-Force?
No, it's in Point One.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I actually... I'm going to
spoil the crap out of Point One.
I actually am reading Uncanny X-Force, and... Yeah, I think they're showing you the Age of Apocalypse stuff. But yeah, whatever. Go on.
X-Men.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I just wanted to be a part of the conversation.
And yeah, basically the Red Prophet shows up at this... up at the man who apparently killed him. The house of the man who apparently killed him. And Red Prophet cuts his fucking head off.
Because fuck yeah.
And basically, yeah, it's like, okay, actually, there's a few humans left, and we're the Young X-Force, and we're gonna murder us some mutants.
Okay, so, do you know who the X-Force is? Like, members and such?
I have some idea.
Okay.
I have a roster right here. There's Goodnight, who is Donald Pierce. Prophet, who is William Stryker.
Oh.
Deadeye, who is...
Yeah, that's...
Zora Reisman?
What?
Fiend, who is Francesca Trask, and Horror Show, who is Graydon Creed.
Yep, that's fucking Age of Apocalypse. Which is his own series now available from Marvel.
Probably not for long, though.
Yeah, they're 5 issues deep now. It's a spin-off from Uncanny X-Force.
Yeah.
And shows,
read X-Men.
Yeah, it shows Jean Grey and Wolverine in an alternate. Shows Jean Grey and Sabretooth in an alternate universe where they lost their powers and are fighting against Weapon Omega, who is just a Wolverine but as Apocalypse.
Yeah. What? X-Men? Why you gotta be so complicated?
It gets worse.
I know it does. It's X-Men, of course it gets worse.
So, Bovi.
So, yeah, then we get another 2 pages of these guys in the Watchers area just to, you know, remind you that these stories are linked somehow.
Yeah.
And then we're on to the Scarlet Spider.
Oh, boy! Okay, actually, do really like the Scarlet Spider.
Is it good?
Yeah, honestly, From what I've read in point one, yeah, I like the Scarlet Spider. Yeah, he's on a bus to Mexico, and he tries his hardest. He hears an explosion, stuff going on. He's like, no, it's probably a bank robbery, but I'm not going to get involved. I'm leaving alone this time. Finally, he's like, fuck it. I got to go help.
Yeah, that's... I've been reading the actual Scarlet Spider series, and it's a lot of that, of just like... Kane just being like, no, fuck this, I'm done, damn it! I gotta go save somebody.
So yeah, then he shows up in his blue hoodie, and he says he's gonna kill all the guys, but then, in an odd twist, he doesn't.
Oh! That sounds like a comic book thing. Are you guys talking about comic books? I've never heard of a story where someone says they're gonna kill somebody, but then doesn't. Except in comics.
I know, right? It's what? Yeah.
And then, yeah, he walks through his emo rain towards Mexico. Yes, he has emo rain.
But he doesn't make it, and thus the Scarlet Spider series starts.
That's actually interesting.
And then, next up, we've got Dragonfire and Cold Moon.
I don't know who
basically,
they are.
Origin story. Well, at the end of this issue, they meet up with the Avengers, but one's a firebender, one's an icebender. They're twins who were raised in this mechanical womb. I guess they're clones or something. Yeah, they're raised in a controlled environment, each told that the other was dead. And...
What? Was this in point one?
Yeah.
Who wrote this?
Let me see.
Okay.
Let me just flip to my thing here.
I bet it was Bendis.
Oh, come on, Bendis. I like Bendis.
I like Bendis sometimes.
Fred Van Lent.
Who?
I don't
know who that is.
Fred Van Lent.
Fred?
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Look it up after the show.
Yeah.
Your typing comes across a lot.
Sorry.
Anyways. Yeah, so one of them creates fire, one of them creates ice. They're like exact opposites of each other. They're brother and sister, but kind of like clones, sort of.
Oh.
They've been raised by a nurse who's telling them that the other one is dead.
The same nurse?
And then they... Sorry?
The
same nurse.
Okay.
Her name is Bao. B-A-O. Bao.
Okay. Is her last name Chicka Wow Wow?
Yes. Just say yes.
She's a robot.
What? Comic books.
Then they meet each other, cause an explosion which kills Bao. But before she dies, she says, you have to stop Taiji. So then they go find the Avengers and say, we need to stop Taiji, and we're going to help.
Comic books!
Comic books. Typical comic book plots.
Yeah.
Then we've got some Doctor Strange.
Ooh.
Doctor Strange. Goes into the dream of a guy who has gone completely nuts. Who then throws himself out of a train. So, enjoy that story.
Yeah, because, like, when you're the Sorcerer Supreme...
That's what you do.
Yes, just part of the job description. Like, one, protect the world from horrible magical monstrosities. Two, go into crazy people's heads.
Just because.
Yeah. You know, for shits and giggles. It's vacation home. He actually has a permanent spot on reserve for him at Charles Manson heads.
Yes. He goes on Tuesdays.
Yeah. So, Bovey.
Then there's this weird point of Spider-Man and Hawkeye dealing with this alien robot invasion thing that I don't understand because I don't read enough comics.
You really don't.
You need to read more comics.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Jeez, don't you know Spider-Man fights whatever you said all the time?
Yeah. I mean, just the last issue he fought alien robots.
And they're yelling about a deal.
A deal?
And payment.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, we paid.
I think it's Avenging Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I read that issue.
Okay.
I don't read Avenging Spider-Man.
It's not bad.
It's Ultron. They paid Ultron.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Ultron.
Oh, man.
Who could have seen that coming? There are robots, and it's Ultron. Who would have expected?
Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then, yeah, we go back to the two guys with the Watcher who have apparently gotten some type of information and leave. And that's point one.
They just leave?
Yeah.
Are they on the moon?
Well, the Watcher's place is on the moon.
How'd they get on the moon?
They use some weird teleport gate thing to leave.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing they use the same teleport gate thing to get there.
They summon a boom. Yeah, they summon a boom tube.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay, why are they on the moon?
Because that's where the Watcher is.
Okay, okay.
They wanted to jack his shit.
Yeah. They wanted to, like, steal, like, his forks or something.
Yeah, they wanted to break into his place, steal his boombox, and sell it. I mean, with subwoofers that big, imagine how much money they'd get.
Probably not a lot, because you have nowhere else to put it, so, like, who would buy that?
I don't know, like, stage managers?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You know, like, some dubstep guys, it's like, yo, I just corrected this awesome dubstep tune with, like, the Watcher subwoofers, boom, and it kills half the crowd.
Their faces literally melt off.
It's like, oh god, it's so awesome! That was actually Ozymandias' first plan.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, just steal the Watcher's subwoofers and then just bass drop.
That'd be cool.
And Richard takes something there, it's like, we must defend the Earth from dubstep. Why, I'm not a crook.
Nixon. I wish there was a Before Watchmen Nixon series. I'd read that. I would read every issue of that.
Yeah, just him trying to find a way to get a third term.
Yeah.
That's the entire comic.
It's like six issues of just him sitting and talking.
Yeah. But it's all monologued.
Yeah, and like, but like, behind him in every panel, there's a window where like interesting things are happening, and it's just he's not talking about it.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I'd read that.
Yeah, I would too. So
I think everyone would read that.
Bovey. What else have been reading?
One quick thing I want to give my final thoughts on point one. It's a good little sampling of different Marvel universes. Got me kind of interested in some, so I might start reading them.
Okay.
Might, maybe.
It's like, let me just get around to going back into DC, then maybe I'll look into Marvel.
Marvel. A house of ideas.
I'd probably more easily go back into Marvel than DC.
Yeah. Well, you may
I'm a bit more familiar with the universe.
Like, well, you may not be that familiar with it for long, because as we'll get into later in the show, Marvel has something big planned.
Oh, I know about that.
Yeah, so, Bobby, what else you got?
For a bit more Marvel, Clause 2, Issue 1.
I have never read Clause.
Like Santa Claus?
Well,
no, it's like Wolverine and Black Cat.
No, Clause as in Wolverine and Black Cat.
Oh, I heard about that.
They probably had sex.
Oh, I hope so.
Black Cat Black Cat fucks everybody.
Black Cat Wolverine at TP.
It's at least heavily implied, although it's also implied that it might have just been a back rub.
I hope it was just a back rub.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's interesting that she fucks Spider-Man, she fucks Daredevil.
Yeah, but those at least make sense. Like, I can see that working.
There's actually an interesting point there about her fucking Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah?
It starts off with Wolverine and... Yeah, because our issue starts off with Wolverine and Black Cat having dinner. And they're at a fancy restaurant, and then some guys come to rob it, because, you know, that's what you rob, fancy restaurants.
Yeah, and then Snick Bob.
Well, the robbers were arguing as they came in because one guy didn't go with their theme of Halloween masks. He wore a Spider-Man mask.
Oh, cool.
Hey, that's a Halloween mask. You can go as Halloween and Spider-Man.
Yeah, come on. Come on, other robbers.
Classic Halloween masks. Like the town. Jesus, man.
Okay.
Is that what they say? They're like the town, man.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Messing up the theme.
It's like, we all...
Hold on. Let me find the exact quote.
This is exciting.
Yes, I know.
Dude, looking we all agreed quotes. On a theme. Remember Point Break? What about the town? We're supposed to have all the classic Halloween masks. Yeah, they basically reference heist movies about the fact that they need to have a theme.
That's good. I'm glad that was a line.
At least someone was coordinating.
So, like Point Break, you know, of course. Of course, Wolverine and Black Cat kick their asses, and Black Cat pushes the one with the Spider-Man mask off a balcony.
Oh, that's so nice.
Because she has some resentment against Spider-Man, apparently.
Oh.
I guess he was very good in bed.
He's the best in bed.
Then why does she keep coming back?
He's the best in bed. It's canon.
Hey, she's with Logan now. She's a better Canadian man.
Yeah. But, it's like every day... Every night, like, Wolverine just, like, lathers her in poutine.
What I love about this premise is that Wolverine is in a fancy restaurant.
Yes! Wolverine has no place in a restaurant. Of any kind.
Well, maybe like, Denny's.
He's too good for Denny's.
Okay.
You see, he's the guy who's, like, either eating, like, really shitty strip club food or really shitty bar food.
Okay. But just, like, I'm imagining him in, like, a tux that's too small because he's on, like, a date.
Yeah. Like, he borrowed it from Iceman. So it's all blue.
Yeah, powder blue tux.
Yeah. It's like, sorry, it was all Iceman had. He's the guy closest to my size.
Yeah, that's perfect. It's that's like, totally Wolverine.
Yeah, it's like, Beast doesn't really wear suits. He sheds. Yeah, he sheds in them and he can't return them.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But yeah, basically another alien invasion plot.
Oh, what?
Oh boy.
These are two characters who have no business, like, I guess Wolverine, but Black Cat has no business fighting aliens.
No, she really doesn't.
She's so street level that makes no sense.
Yeah, it's like, I'm a cat thief, so I'm gonna go off fight aliens.
Yeah. Like, Wolverine, I allow because the X-Men make no sense.
And, well, he's part of the Avengers, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Basically, they're the really horrible villains in this story. Arcade and the White Rabbit.
I think you mean amazing villains. Arcade should be in every comic.
Arcade's alright.
Arcade is perfect.
Anyways, while stuck in the Savage Land, they just happened to come across a spaceship.
Wait, how did they get to the Savage Land?
Wait, so
Arcade and the White Router in Savage Land, or...?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant, like, Wolverine and Black Cat were in the Savage Lands.
No. This is the aftermath of Claws. So basically they just happen to find this alien spaceship there with a friendly alien who's like, I have built up an arsenal to help the Earth defend itself against this oncoming alien invasion. It's like 10 guns, but whatever. And she's like, this is a great thing. It's basically a TARDIS, but you hold it. It travels in time and space.
Oh boy.
Turns on this alien, takes the thing, tricks Wolverine and Black Cat into traveling into the future, which, by the way, they still have the time travel device, so they could still easily travel back. So long as they find anyone who is remotely able to use advanced technology.
In the future.
Yeah, the future is just called technology. It's like, oh, you got one of those handheld time traveler things? I mean, I got one of those when I was like 7.
Yeah.
It's like a Game Boy.
Or maybe the future just like totally awful and like the
future is alien invasion.
Okay. Oh.
These characters make no sense in that kind of plot.
We've had so many different visions of the future in the Marvel Universe, and all of it's been fuck mutants.
Yeah.
It's never been alien fucking invasion. Whatever. Kind of continue.
Yeah.
And then they, when running from the death alien robots, they're totally not stolen from War of the Worlds, by the way.
Oh, completely.
They're definitely not walking around on 3 legs and zapping people with a death ray. That's totally not what they look like. That's exactly what they look like, actually.
Yeah, don't be
weird. They're totally War of the Worlds. But anyways, Wolverine takes one down, and there's like 5 more coming. He's like, shit, we gotta run. And they run into this dude riding on a horse with a sword who calls himself Killraven and says, come with me if you want to live. And it looks like, well, he has flowing ginger hair and a manly build. So of course you trust him, right?
Hmm.
He was on a horse, you said?
He was on a horse.
Yeah, then of course you trust
flowing
him.
Flowing ginger hair, manly build.
Yeah.
Sword.
Yeah. He's on a horse.
Yeah, on a horse. Like, where else is there to go except on with the guy with the horse? He knows how to get around.
Yeah, clearly.
He's got a horse.
So, I gotta say, the only thing I really like about Claws is that I think Logan and Felicia are interesting characters to have together.
Mm. Oh. Do they play off each other well?
Pretty well, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, cool.
Claws.
Claws 2.
Claws 2.
Aw, hell yeah. Okay, so. Left you, Bubby, then?
That is it for me.
Okay, so, on to me.
Comic books.
Yeah, so, on to me. So, as always, what we're going to be doing is these guys each picked one, and I picked one that we're going to talk about. So, Bobby, what's your pick from my list?
My pick was Hit Girl 1.
Yeah, so Hit Girl. This is a intervening series that happens in between the events of Kick-Ass 1 and Kick-Ass 2. Like, series Kick-Ass. Like, it's first Kick-Ass series and the second Kick-Ass series.
Yeah.
So, what it is there kind of two main things that are happening with Hit Girl. First is, she has, like, so at the end of Kick-Ass, she started living with her mom and her new stepdad, who is just some black cop. Not her dad's former partner.
Oh, he's not?
No, because, like, in the comics, Big Daddy was just a comic book nerd who wanted his daughter to have an exciting life.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, So she's living with her mom and that guy, and the guy, I'm pretty sure his name's Marcus.
Yeah, I think his name's still Marcus.
Yeah, he has made her promise to give up being Hit Girl. But yeah. She didn't. So instead, every night she drugs Marcus and her mom with Rohypnol, and then goes out and be Hit Girl.
What?
Yep.
Is it still Mark Millar writing it?
Yep, still Mark Millar, and still the same guy doing the art.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so then the entire thing is just Hit Girl teaching Kick-Ass to be, you know, Kick-Ass.
Mm-hmm.
And Kick-Ass teaching Hit Girl how to be a girl. Like, how to just be a person.
Okay.
Because, like, there's one bit in there where she's kneeling and crying in front of her dad's grave. So, like, he taught me how to, like, undo handcuffs from the bottom of the lake. You taught me how to shoot guns. Why can't I handle these bitches at school? Because there's a group of girls who just keep making fun of her over and over again. She can't handle it. Because, you know, mm-hmm. She's never been trained to just be a girl.
Right.
So that seems to be the thing. But there's still plenty of What You Love About Kick-Ass that is dudes in costume getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Because, like, the start of the comic is just some guy in a costume having the living shit beaten out of him with pipes.
Yeah.
And they're just saying, alright, so I want to know where Kick-Ass and Little Hit Girl bitch are, or I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not it's not necessarily bad or anything. It's just...
It's Mark Millar.
It's a slow start.
Mm.
I do like Mark Millar.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
How do you rank Hit Girl out of Kick-Ass and Kick-Ass 2?
It's the third.
Oh, yeah? You like it the least?
Yeah.
What did you think of Kick-Ass 2, though?
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I didn't.
Like, Kick-Ass 2 is probably still number 2, but yeah. I did enjoy it.
Mm.
It was... It amped things up in a way that I liked, and, like, this comic, it actually does show, like, the early days of Chris, whatever his name is, being the motherfucker.
Right. I hated him all of Kick-Ass 2. I just hated Kick-Ass 2 so much. Like, the first Kick-Ass series was great, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was pretty great.
Yeah, it was really good.
And I really liked the movie. And I was like, alright, Kick-Ass 2. I'm really excited, because I loved Kick-Ass. And then he goes and killing kids in the middle of the street just because. I was like, I know what you're doing this, Mark Millar. I know what you're up to here. Like, you just think this is edgy, but it's not at all, like, story stuff. This is just shock imagery, which isn't interesting to me at all.
But I enjoyed it in that, like, it shows an actual evolution of the superhero community.
Yeah, it definitely does that.
Like, it showed just, like, it showed an actual evolution from what happened in the beginning to what happened to, like, the actual world of just, hey, here's these couple of guys dressed up like superheroes, and now all of a sudden there's a fucking, like, Justice League of them and a fucking supervillain.
Yeah, no, that was definitely cool. It was the only problem I had with it was all the stuff with the villain. I just hated everything he did. I was like, this is really dumb. This is dumb. And that's why I was gonna read Hit Girl, but by the time Kick-Ass 2 finished, I was so, like, washed out by Mark Millar that I couldn't read anything he ever did ever again. Unless it's, maybe a sequel to, whatever it was, Superior.
Oh, Superior was good.
Yeah, I really like that. I like that because it was, like, the only thing I've read of his that wasn't full of shock imagery. It was just a nice story.
So, Hit Girl.
Yeah, back to Hit Girl.
So, Hit Girl, it's... Yeah. Bobby?
Sorry, no, go ahead. Say what you were going to say about it first.
No, I'm just going to reiterate that. It's all right.
Hmm.
Yeah, I got to say, the plot point of Rohypnol every night, you're going to notice if it's every night.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing it's just like a low-level dose. So, like, she just gives it to her parents when they go to sleep. You know, like his mom and dad sitting on the couch, you know, drinking their respective drinks. You know, they go to the bath, you know, like one of them goes to the bathroom, one of them goes to the kitchen, just bloop. And then, like, oh, I'm feeling kind of tired. You know, honey, let's go to bed. It's like, all right. It's like, all right, night, Mandy. And then just as soon as they go to bed, just out, get your swords and run.
Like any young girl would.
Yeah. And I mean, Jennifer Blood did the exact same thing. You know, her family hasn't noticed. And she's a lot worse because she actually just drugs him at the dinner table. You know, they're just in the middle of eating dinner, then thunk.
Yeah.
Anything else, Bobby?
I like the idea of a comic focused on Hit Girl because Eve. The comic and the movie for Kick-Ass, she seemed more the one doing shit.
Yeah.
Whereas that was Kick-Ass kind of,
that was kind of the idea.
Yeah, she's like the breakout star.
Yeah, like Kick-Ass was the one who like started everything, but Hit Girl is the one who's actually doing shit.
Mm-hmm. Hit Girl.
Yeah.
What do you think of Romita Jr., like the artist.
I like his art. It's good art. Like, it hasn't really changed at all from Kick-Ass and Kick-Ass 2.
No, yeah. Like, I just, like, I'm not a big fan of his art, except I think in Kick-Ass and his Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah, I haven't really seen much other John Romita Jr. art. It's just been Kick-Ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he was on Avengers for a while and I hated it. Like, he was drawing Captain America, always making a really weird face, and I was like, this doesn't work for these characters.
Oh, yeah, I did see some of his art in the Avengers.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah, I think he's just a painfully okay artist, except for when he's drawing, like, younger characters.
Yeah. So, Bovi, you were saying?
Yeah, I was just going to say that's pretty much all I got to ask or say about Hit Girl.
Okay, so, Steven, what was your pick?
My pick was Batman Earth 1.
Yes, so, Batman Earth 1. So, I have not really read any of the Earth 1 stuff aside from this. And this...
Oh, you didn't read Superman?
No, I did not.
Oh.
I'm going to.
Don't.
I probably shouldn't. But yeah, it is an alternate take on Batman's origin story.
Mm-hmm.
So, the one major change, right out the gate, is that Alfred isn't their butler.
No.
No.
He's not.
He is a British soldier who once saved Thomas Wayne's life.
Do they say why? I don't remember.
Then, because
I think they do. I think they just say he saved his life.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, while Thomas Wayne's running for mayor, he and his family go out for movie night because it's kind of a Wayne family tradition.
Yeah.
But then power gets cut out. Bruce Wayne, young Bruce, runs out the back door because yeah. And then Batman happens.
Yeah.
And then from there, it just kind of... And then from there, it's just seeing Bruce Wayne go from, like, this pissed-off old kid to a pissed-off grown man.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, the thing that happens with his... So in the actual comics, when that happens, he decides to, like, go travel the world, learn martial arts, and do all that shit. In this one, he just decided, I'm gonna be Batman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't even do anything to train in this, did he?
No, he just, like... Wait a few years, and he started looking around, like, realizing that his parents' death maybe was an accident, ripped open, like, the mausoleum doors, and a bunch of bats flowed at him, and then he decided, oh god, I'm scared of these, I'm gonna be a bat-based superhero.
Yeah. And then Alfred's like, don't! That's a stupid idea.
Yeah, and Alfred is, like, doing everything he can to talk him out of it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, with no training, just being like, I'm gonna go fight crime dressed as a bat, is a stupid idea.
Yeah, but Alfred does actually train him some.
Oh, no, well, by train, do you mean he punches him in the face?
Yes, that's training.
Like, and then it cuts to Batman suddenly being good at fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, so yeah, it is really cool seeing just Batman not being Batman.
Yeah, he just messes up all the time.
Yeah, like even the first bit of the thing, like he's running around, he's trying to grapple a dude, his grappling gun fucks up, he's like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah, that was, yeah. It doesn't feel like a Batman story, it feels like a, I don't know, something not Batman.
Yeah, but I like it, it's good.
Did you?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Hmm. Yeah. I was indifferent to it.
Yeah, and they did a pretty significant change, I think, to Bullock.
Oh, yeah, Harvey Bullock totally changed.
Yeah, so, like, in the main comic, so in, like, the main story, Harvey Bullock's, like, the guy with the fedora who's really fat and always smoking.
Yeah, like, he was introduced in the 90s cartoon.
Okay.
And, like, the Bruce Timm animated series.
Yeah.
And, like, Harley Quinn and Livewire from the Superman one, they brought him into the comics as just, like, a gruff, grizzly old detective who talked to Batman.
Yeah, just
who
kind
never
of,
really liked Batman. But
yeah, he just kind of Gordon's go-to guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in this one, he is completely different.
Yeah, he's annoying in this.
Yeah, so in this universe, in Earth 1, I guess, Harvey Bullock had a TV show in L.A. where he was just a cop.
I thought he actually was a cop, but then he got picked up for a show or something like that.
Something happened.
Yeah.
He was a TV cop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so then he came to Gotham City, trying to, like, do something, I guess, like, research or role or see if it would be a good place to, like, get experience being a cop or find, like, film, like, a TV show there or something.
Yeah.
And he got paired up with Gordon. And yeah. So they go through Gotham City and see Gotham being Gotham.
Yeah.
And Gordon being a bitch.
Gordon's, like, excessively more angry in this than any other interpretation of Gordon.
Yeah, and he was also like willing to like roll over and take a lot more.
Yeah, he was kind of a bitch.
Yeah, so first guy they see, they're just driving along, they see somebody being mugged, And then Gordon, and then Bullock's like, hey, Gordon, pull over. There's crime happening. It's like, dude, just leave it alone. This is Gotham. Things happen here. Like, just yeah. just turn the other cheek. Then Bullock yeah. just, the Bullock just steps out of the car, runs up to the guy. It's like, hey, dude, I'm a cop. Why don't you let him go?
Yeah.
And then Gordon just kind of runs up. He's like, dude, just stop. Stay back. He's new. He doesn't know. Please don't hurt him. Just, we're going to go. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, but then, like, by the end of it, he becomes the Gordon.
Yeah.
And Bullock turns to drinking.
I liked Gordon's turn there. That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and we also get a bit more history of the Wayne and Arkham relationship that was happening, because Martha Wayne, Bruce's mom, her maiden name was Martha Arkham.
I don't know if it was in the regular comics, but they changed it.
I don't think it was.
Yeah,
but it was like Thomas Wayne and Martha. It was Thomas Wayne and Martha Arkham Wayne. She hyphenated her last name.
Yeah.
So I guess his name would actually be Bruce Arkham Wayne.
Which is a stupid name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see why he just went with taking his father's name. Yeah.
You gotta have monosyllabic names if you're gonna be a superhero.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
Peter Parker.
Well, okay, so you either gotta have maximum of 4 syllables in a name, no more than 2 in each one.
You can't have stupid names.
Yeah.
Felicia Hardy.
Quit messing up the rule, man.
Fuck you. She isn't a superhero. Yeah. And she's also not part of DC.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything about DC. You said superhero. And I said Peter Parker, and you didn't
complain.
Yeah, but
we were talking about Batman.
Yeah. So shut up. But yeah, so...
So to be Batman, you have to have a monosyllabic name.
Yeah. Bruce Wayne. Doot-doot.
Yeah.
Clark Kent. Didn't.
Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson.
That's still 3
he
syllables.
He was Batman.
Yeah. I was just saying because he was Batman.
Yeah, 3 syllables. It plays.
Yeah. You did it.
Yeah.
You made it.
Shut up. So, back to the fucking thing. So,
yes.
The Arkhams in that universe, they had a history of going fucking insane.
Mm.
Like, there's this one house that, so there's this house, like, on the street that, Martha grew, Bruce's mom grew up in. And apparently, like, while she was there, Bruce's grandma, like, went insane and killed, like, 7 people or something.
Yeah.
Someone went crazy and killed a fuckload of people.
Yeah. And the house was, like, stained red.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, and... Oh, and also the Penguin's the mayor.
Yeah. I read it, and I like that because Penguin wants to be the mayor in Batman Returns. So I thought, I don't know if they did that on purpose. Probably not.
Yeah.
But I just love that. I was like, oh, Penguin's the mayor. Of course he is.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good comic. I do enjoy it. I like the art. I like the changes that they made to the characters. Like,
oh, you did?
Yeah, I do like how Gordon like started out at just being a little bitch, and then as soon as Batman shows up, he's just like, fuck you guys, kicks a dude in the teeth and walks away.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, like, as soon as he throws it, just comes in, like, throws a bloodied guy down on the floor. It's like, someone book him. It's like, dude, you can't. It's like, the fuck I can't!
What are you gonna do? I'm Jim Gordon!
Yeah, it's like, I'm Jim motherfucking Gordon, bitch!
Yeah.
And so, slaps him and walks away.
The next day, Batman dies. Oh, shit.
Well, Batman does actually get stabbed.
Batman gets messed up in this.
Yeah, he gets fucked up. Because he doesn't know shit.
What'd you think of the invented villain, or whatever you want to call him, the new guy?
Birthday Boy?
Yeah, Birthday Boy.
I didn't mind him.
I thought that was silly.
Yeah, it was kind of stupid, like, his entire premise.
Yeah.
But as just kind of a guy for Batman to fight.
Oh, yeah, he was fine as just a person to fight.
Yeah, it was just... So his entire thing was... He was like a mentally he was like a developmentally disabled guy who killed a girl at her like like 14th birthday or something, and then every single other person that he killed had to fit like a certain description, and like he'd kill them in the exact same way he killed her, like down to in the same room with the same birthday cake saying "Happy birthday, Amanda."
That's exactly how I like read his voice too. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
It's very creepy.
It's like Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, but as a murderer.
Every time he puts up the magic hat, just comes up, "Happy birthday," and stabs somebody.
That'd be sad. That's gonna give me nightmares.
Yeah, it's like that movie. It's like that movie Jack Frost.
I love that movie. That movie's great.
Yeah, so,
we should talk about that on the movie podcast, though, not on the comic book podcast.
So Batman Earth One. It's pretty good.
Mm.
It's an interesting take on the Batman origin story. It's an interesting take on Batman. Just period.
Yeah, like it's not something you'd expect to see when you read a Batman story. That's for sure.
Well, I do like Geoff Johns writing in it.
I like Geoff Johns a lot.
Yeah. So Batman Earth 1 gets my seal of approval.
Nice.
So moving on to The Cape 1969. This is my choice. So this is a prequel series to The Cape.
Okay. I've heard a lot about The Cape. Is it based off like the show that almost got made or got made or whatever?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, so the show called The Cape was about a guy who had like a circus cape that he used to fight crime.
Yeah.
This one is about a kid who has a little like superhero cape that he made when he was like 10, which gives him superpowers he uses to kill people.
Oh.
Specifically, his mom, his brother's girlfriend, and eventually tries to kill his brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's dark.
And some cops.
Why?
Because he was like a really embittered little shit, and everyone hated him. Like he always thought his brother got the best of everything. So when he finally got his hands, he finally learned that like, oh fuck, I have a cape that gives me fucking superpowers.
He
just like, fuck this, I'm going. Okay. It's written by Stephen King's kid. What do you expect?
What?
I think if you gave any child a cape that gave them superpowers, people would die.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, so it's written by Joe Hill, who is Stephen King's son.
Okay.
And so the prequel series is focusing on Vietnam. Specifically the two main characters from the first movie's dad. I mean, from the first comic's dad.
Yeah.
And so not much in terms of cape shit happened.
Oh, it's just like about his dad?
Yeah, like I think what happened was like his dad went, like their dad went off to Vietnam, then came back with like a superhero cape for them as a present.
Oh.
But so yeah. So what it is their dad is off like in like a Huey, going through doing like American shit.
America.
Yeah, America. And then they get shot down.
Uh-oh.
Because America.
Because Vietnam.
Yeah. Because Vietnam. But yeah, so then it's just, so the rest of the thing is just the dad trying to stay alive while the Viet Cong are everywhere, and there's a weird guy with tribal face paint hanging out of the trees going boom boom now.
Wait, is that what he says?
Yeah, he says boom boom now.
Oh. Interesting.
And then gotta get that.
Gotta get that.
Okay. Boom boom now sounds like something a really young toddler says when they have to go to the bathroom.
Well, I'm pretty sure he doesn't speak English. Aside from boom boom now. Like he speaks broken English. And I'm pretty sure he's like the magic source behind the cape or something.
Boom boom now.
Boom boom now. He needs to use the bathroom, man.
Yeah. Well, he
tell him where the toilet is.
Well, he was in a tree in a diaper.
Maybe he just did boom boom now.
Yeah. Boom boom now.
And just everyone just didn't know what he meant, so they could be violent.
You ever just like, oh, I'm sorry about him, he's special. He got kicked in the head by a donkey when he was like 7.
What?
No, this is just like a fucking old guy in a tree. No one sees him. He's just kind of hanging out watching everything.
Oh, cool.
And the rest of it is just Vietnam.
Just like a regular Vietnam story?
Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting seeing when the cape actually becomes involved in all this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the real question is, when the fuck is Joe Hill going to release the next fucking series in Lock and Key?
Oh, I've heard of Lock and Key.
It is so good!
Lock and Key.
Lock and Key Clockworks just ended, and it ended on...
What?
Dodge got the key to the black door. He got to go make a key, and I'm waiting.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds intense.
It is fucking... I can't go into much depth without spoiling everything.
Oh, it's one of those stories.
It is so good. It is so good. I love it so much.
Lock and key.
Yeah, you should definitely look it up. It's got...
I will.
It's like...
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
There are six-issue series in Lock and Key right now.
Oh, okay.
Each one... Yeah, it's like... Each chapter is like six issues.
Oh, okay. And there's six chapters so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, welcome to Lovecraft of King of Crown of Shadows, King of whatever, and then the most recent one was Clockworks.
And it's like magic key stuff, right?
Yeah, so it's like, so there's this family, the Locke family, who one day, the patriarch of the family is brutally murdered.
Uh-oh.
So then they all move down to their ancestral home, Key House. In Lovecraft, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell this was written by someone who was raised by Stephen King.
Yes. Everything, yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah, so when they got there, the kids started finding all these keys around the house. And each of the keys if you use them on the corresponding door, did different shit. Like, there's one key that you use the door, you walk through, you die and turn to a ghost. There's another key...
Forever?
No, like, you go through the door, die, then you turn into a ghost, and then you can go back into your body.
Oh, okay, cool.
But if there are other ghosts around, those ghosts can go and possess your body.
I love ghosts.
Yeah, there's, like, another key that you, like, use in a window, and, like, the house opens up, and you turn into a giant.
This sounds awesome. I want to read this.
Yeah, and then the entire thing is just this one guy who is, like, who's kind of weird, who's trying to get to the Omega Key.
Okay.
Which will do something real bad. I won't tell you what.
Oh, okay.
But it'll do something real, real bad, and he wants it. And the kids, you have to use the keys to fight him off. But the thing is, they can't tell their parents about it. Like, can't tell their mom about it because, A, she's drunk all the time.
Aww.
And, B, there's certain magic around the key house where once you turn a certain age, you forget about the keys.
Uh-huh.
Like, magic can only be... Like, magic cannot be known to adults.
Okay. Like, what happens if you tell them?
Then you're just like, oh, you kids and your toys.
Oh, okay, they just don't believe them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so Lock and Key, it's real good. And The Cape was real good. And The Cape Cape 1969 is off to a slow start.
Oh.
But I'm expecting it to get a lot better.
Because it's The Cape.
Yeah, it's fucking Joe Hill. I love Joe Hill.
Joe Hill.
Yeah. Way better than his dad.
I'm limited. My Stephen King knowledge is limited to Carrie,
yeah.
and another movie which escapes me.
Yeah, but whatever. So The Cape 1969, slow start, but I think it's still worth a read. The art's really good in it, the writing's pretty good, and it sets up something interesting, and we get to learn about the origin of the Cape, which would be really cool.
Yeah, because it sounds interesting.
So yeah, so that does it for what I want to talk about. Now let's move on to what we need to talk about, which is Before Watchmen. So we talked a bit already about Before Watchmen, Ozymandias.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about Night Owl, which in my opinion is the best one so far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like Night Owl.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know. I'm going to get Night Owl 2. I haven't given up on Night Owl.
Hmm.
But it was a really weird thing where Rorschach was acting oddly, I found.
Mm.
He said Herm way too much.
Yeah, well, that may have been, like, pre-Rorschach Rorschach.
Yeah, like, I think it, yeah. So maybe after his incident.
Yeah.
That might change. But yeah, like, it was, I really liked it because I liked Night Owl as a character.
Yeah.
I liked old Night Owl.
Yeah. Hollis Mason.
Yeah, I love Hollis Mason.
A man's man.
Yes. And, like, he was very... I liked how Hollis Mason was a bit different from Darwin Cook's Minutemen series, Hollis Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they're at, like, different points in their lives, I thought. So,
yeah.
Like, it seemed very proper that the one in Idol, he seemed more angry about stuff, I thought.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I don't know. You could disagree. I thought you seemed more angry.
Yeah, well, so the idea behind this one is it's kind of a Tim Drake story in that one guy who's a big fan of the main superhero, in this case Night Owl. So Dan Dreiberg, he figures out who Night Owl actually is.
Yeah.
Then follows him back to his lair and then starts being groomed to be the next Night Owl.
Yeah. Well, he didn't know he was going to be the next Night Owl.
And it was cool. It was really cool. Seeing all the training happening with this guy happening with Dan Dreiberg and Hals Mason, yeah. And just seeing the evolution of the character, seeing the passing of the torch of the Night Owl name.
Well, my favorite part was Dan Dreiberg's parents, his home life.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I did not expect that to happen. You find out his dad beat his mom and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa! It totally came out of left field. Yeah, but, I liked that. I thought that was very of the original. It wasn't something I was expecting, but it made sense.
Yeah.
To everything that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. And yeah, I liked how you compared it to Tim Drake, because I'm a big Tim Drake fan.
Yeah, it is kind of the same thing. With Tim Drake, he found out who Batman was, and then Batman took him under his wing.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing, and that's actually perfect for Dan Driver, just to be, Watchmen's Tim Drake.
Yeah, and so then that's the first half. The next half is just him being Night Owl, and then meeting up and teaming up with Rorschach, and those two do go well together. Because, I've said this before, they are two sides of the same Batman.
Yes, we talked about this before. Yes, you got the scary Batman and you got the tech Batman.
Yeah. You got evil, gruff detective who's probably gonna break all your limbs. And then you got the other guy who's got all the flying shit.
And, just wants to help.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Night Owl's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we had the pirate shit,
I actually haven't been reading the pirate stories.
You really shouldn't.
I shouldn't?
No, you should not.
Yeah. I think I tried. I was like, this is really uninteresting.
Yeah, I get keel-hauled and then attacked by pirates and then sharks.
I'm not interested in pirates at all. No, it's my least favorite part of the actual graphic novel is the pirate stuff. I know why they put it there. It's because, it's in the original one where there was pirate stories.
Yeah.
But the pirate stories actually had to, do stuff with the plot. I feel like this is just, so they can justify charging $3.99 instead of $2.99.
Yeah. Wasn't DC's whole thing drawing the line at $2.99?
Mm. Huh. Yes. Yes, it was until the New 52 came along.
Okay.
Drawing the line for a few months.
Yeah. For 3 months.
It's drawing the line at $2.99. Well, the Reediverse got reset, so the line got reset.
Well, it was I remember when they were doing the relaunch and they announced that I think it was Action Comics was going to be $3.99 and a couple other things. And they were well, it's because we're putting more story in. And I'm just okay. But then they go and put the extra stories in or whatever. And I'm so not interested in that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading the one in Justice League about Shazam, but I really don't care about Shazam.
I do like the new interpretation of him. In the original, he just kind of good old all-American Billy Batson. Now he's just a fucking bastard.
He's so mean.
Yeah. And
he's a dick to everybody.
And it's going to be weird seeing him becoming a fucking superhero.
Yeah. I just want, I just feel like they're spending too much time. I want him to be a superhero now.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't already got, I'm surprised, it wasn't just, Lightning Bolt and then goes meet Shazam.
Yeah.
But no, it's Lightning Bolt and then, oh no, there's a rich family who hates us. Then, oh no, tigers.
Yes, the tiger. I love Mr. Tonti.
Yeah.
He's my favorite thing about Shazam is that he has a friend who's a tiger.
Yeah. So, that does it for what we've been reading. On to news.
Yes, news. I know about news.
Yes, so, starting off. So, for the past, so a couple weeks, so, yeah, 2 weeks ago, Marvel started teasing this whole thing by releasing a bunch of images of like Thor's hammer being smashed, Iron Man with like two bullet holes in his helmet, Captain America's shield covered in blood, Spider-Man held to the ground at the barrel of a gun. And so people have been speculating about what this is. Some people thought it was a continuation of the Avengers vs. X-Men thing. Some people thought it was like the Age of Ultron arc that Marvel's been talking about for like a year now. But no, it's the Punisher Warzone.
Yeah. That's something.
Yeah.
Look, oh my god, Punisher's gonna go shoot people.
Yeah, I know.
We haven't seen that before.
It's such an original and groundbreaking take on the character.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like what it's Punisher Kills the Marvel Universe again.
Yeah, did they already have a sequel to that?
No, they don't. It was just a one-shot. But at the end of that, Punisher kills himself. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna read it, so...
It was really good. It was just he's going around fucking killing every super person, and it's like, oh wait, there's still, after kills everyone, it's like, wait, there's still one left. Boom.
Yeah. But then they're coming out with Avengers Kills the Marvel Universe.
No, Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
No, they're also doing an Avengers one too.
I think it's Avengers versus the Marvel Universe.
Oh, I thought that was the same thing.
No, X Kills the Marvel Universe is where a character just goes fucking kill crazy and just starts murdering everyone.
Oh, okay.
X versus the Marvel Universe is the Marvel Universe turned to zombies.
Oh.
Yeah, they're zombie stories.
Oh. I haven't been keeping up on the zombie stuff since the first Marvel Zombies.
No, it's a completely... story. No, it's not even attached to the Marvel zombie thing.
Oh, it's not?
No, this is just... Like, that one is, like, space virus. This is just, like, Earth virus.
Oh. Well, that changes my opinion... None at all, actually. Yeah, the Punisher thing. I was hoping it to be Ultron War. I was like, cool, Ultron. But then...
No, but just Warzone.
The Punisher, I'm less interested.
Yeah.
And seeing Punisher do a thing he's been doing forever.
Yeah, I'll still read it.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have to.
Oh, yeah. See, I used to be like that, but then like I stopped working, so I can't afford just buying everything anymore.
Yeah, I'll talk to you after the show about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So moving on. Well, Bobby, actually, do you have anything to say, Bobby?
I was just gonna comment again that about my previous idea for Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe should involve him leaving the comic and killing the artists.
That's
notorious. Record for breaking the fourth wall.
That'd be really cool, just like fucking breaks out and cuts Joe Quesada's head off.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be 100% okay with that. or Jeff Loeb.
Yeah, okay. So, moving on.
Yes.
So, in the first issue of Detective Comics, back when DC launched the New 52 thing, they did something kind of surprising.
They did something amazing.
In that they killed off the fucking Joker.
Well... I don't know if they killed him. Like, I know... I'll let you keep going with the news before I interrupt again.
Well, it was heavily alluded to that he was dead in that there was an entire Suicide Squad arc about him being dead.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. But, guess who they're bringing back?
They're bringing back the Joker, y'all!
Fuck yes.
Joker's back!
Yeah, so writer Scott Snyder and artist Greg Capullo of Batman... They're going to be bringing the Joker back with a story arc, Death in the Family.
Death of the Family.
I thought it was Death and the Family.
No, it's Death of the Family. Because Death in the Family is when Jason Todd died. This is Death of the Family.
Okay, so I've got a typo in my article.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Death of the Family. Yes. So, Scott Snyder said this about his arc. So, Joker is my favorite villain of all time. Not just comics and everything. Films, books, TV. He's the greatest, hands down. So this story is something extremely important and personal to me. Something I've been building in my head ever since I started working in Gotham. Basically, this is my big exploration of the Joker. My Arkham Asylum, or the Killing Joke, only bigger in scope. Bottom line, it's the biggest, baddest, most shocking story, Joker story, I could tell. This is Joker completely unleashed. He's been away for a full year, planning this revenge, watching, plotting, setting things up. And now he's back. He has his straps, his knives are sharpened, and wait till you see him. Greg's sketches literally gave me chills. Point blank, this is Joker like you've never seen him before. He has a mission, he has a secret, and he has a serious axe to grind with Batman. It's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be a wild ride. Thanks for taking it with us.
I'm so excited!
Yes, Capullo added on to that. When Scott told me that he'd written a Joker story for our next arc, I couldn't contain my excitement. Talk about a dream come true. For me, the Joker is the ultimate rogue and the villain I most wanted to draw. I gotta tell you, after hearing what the story is about, this isn't a dream come true. It's a nightmare. A macabre and bloody, flesh-crawling nightmare. We hope you'll have the nerve to face what's coming. Warning, it ain't for the faint of heart.
I'm so excited. I love Capullo's art. I love Snyder's writing.
Yeah, they're both fucking great, and they work really well together. Like, their Batman has been fucking awesome.
I love the Batman. Their Batman, and, oh man, Joker's face is gonna be all messed up.
Yeah, like, I saw some art of him, like, putting lipstick on his newly attached face.
Yes. Yes, it looks amazing. I'm so excited.
I know, dude. So, Death of the Family, mm-hmm. which is now an update on the article.
Yes.
Starts with Batman issue 13, which goes on sale October 13th.
Oh, that's far away.
I know, dude. Okay, so, moving on. Yes. Marvel announces Marvel Now.
Oh, I know about that.
Yeah, so Marvel is doing their answer to the New 52 by rebooting their universe, kind of.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
New costumes.
Yeah. And there seem to be two Nick Furies.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
In that there's the black one and the white one. No, I did not hear about that.
The black one is Nick Fury's half-son, Nick Fury Jr. who debuted in the Battle Scars miniseries, where this black guy, who vaguely looks like Samuel Jackson, loses his eye, and then you find out he's Nick Fury's son. An actual thing that happened in comics.
Wow, dude.
And also, what? There's a character whose name is Coulson, and vaguely looks like Agent Coulson from the movie series. So you know where Marvel's priorities lie.
Yes, I do. So yeah.
I'll just say this. Nick Fury's son.
Yes.
And this Nick Fury, who is his father, is white.
Yes.
Yeah, so
get Samuel L. Jackson from half black.
No, you don't.
Maybe the one we slept with was double black.
Yeah, she was like literally like black color.
Yeah, he fucked space. There are people in this universe made of space.
Yeah.
So yeah, I believe right now they've only announced a few new series mm-hmm. that could be starting. So they have the all new X-Men, where the original X-Men team.
They go to the future and meet the X-Men team now.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so Jean Grey, Angel, Iceman, Beast before he went blue and furry. Mm-hmm. And
all in their cool yellow and black costumes.
Yeah, I think there's one more.
Cyclops?
Cyclops, right. Fuck, I forgot about him.
The leader of the team? Come on now.
Fuck him.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, so they travel to the future where they meet the new X-Men, mm-hmm. who are split into two factions.
There's two teams, they're all mean now.
Yeah, like Cyclops now has this really weird X on his face.
Yeah, get it? It stands for X-Men.
Yeah, but he already has the X on his belt.
Yeah, you need more X's. Or you'll forget what book he's from.
Yeah, so we also have the Uncanny Avengers, where Captain America and Wolverine make a team entirely full of mutants. That's not called the X-Men.
Well, I don't know if it's all of mutants, but it's more mutants than usual. Mm-hmm. Like Scarlet Witch and Rogue, and apparently Havoc is going to be the leader of that team.
Oh, so he's going to be leaving X-Factor.
Yeah, because they're ending X-Factor. And
oh, man!
Maybe.
I really like X-Factor.
Or maybe I might be lying.
You better be fucking lying.
I might be lying, but because I know there's some books that are unaffected by this relaunch.
Yeah, so they're also going to be relaunching Captain America and the New Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Captain America gets a more movie-friendly costume.
Yes, in that it's just the costume from the movie.
Yeah, he has shoulder pads, mm-hmm. and his helmet doesn't have little wings on it anymore.
Nope. And some characters get costume changes, like Nova is now a much more black costume.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
So is Iron Man.
Iron Man is just fucking all black, but I'm pretty sure they're doing that now. Like, there's actually a new Iron Man.
Well, the new Iron Man is different from the one from the picture they released.
Oh, okay.
It looks more like a Tron costume with an Iron Man face, where this one's black and yellow with red lights on it.
Yeah.
Thor has swords.
Yeah. And the Hulk is wearing some variation of his World War Hulk armor.
Oh, that makes more sense. I thought it was just, like, crazy robot armor.
Yeah, like, he actually wore armor similar to that during World War Hulk.
Right, right.
It was just made of stone.
Yeah, so maybe...
Yeah. And
back
also,
up a minute.
Yeah.
Thor.
Yep.
Has swords.
Yeah. Oh, apparently. Like, that's what the picture shows. Like, the press release photo.
Yeah, they're doing an ultimate kind of... They're doing, like, a kind of ultimizing him, because in the Ultimate Comics, he does have swords.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, like any.
Why?
One of the times he had swords, he was dead, so he didn't exactly have Mjolnir with him.
Mm. Swords.
Yeah. But yeah, he's a Norse guy. Norse guys use swords.
Yeah, like cool swords.
Mm. Yeah, but the one thing that really surprised me was on the press release photo, fucking Rocket Raccoon was front and center.
Oh, because they're going to make a movie of the Guardians of the Galaxy, so they got to make them relevant in the comics again.
Okay, sure.
I'm excited for that. I know nothing about the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I know Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm going to see the movie, no matter how bad it looks, just to see if there's the raccoon in it.
Yeah, of course there's going to be a fucking raccoon in it. They got to market to the kids somehow.
I hope they use, like, Babe technology and just make the raccoon, like, an actual raccoon that talks. That's what I hope. I hope it's not at all CG.
Maybe they just put, like, a midget in a costume.
No, it's gotta be an actual raccoon.
That's gonna hold the rocket launcher.
I don't know.
Just duct tape it to its back?
Yeah, sure.
Space duct tape.
And it'll be a real loaded rocket launcher. It'll be everything real.
It'll be twice the size of the raccoon.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
we gotta make the cosmic stuff more relevant again, so...
Yeah. Yeah,
I
can't wait for the Man-Thing movie.
The Man-Thing movie already happened.
The reboot.
Yeah, they're going to reboot the Man-Thing.
Yeah, they're also going to reboot Howard the Duck.
Ooh, Marvel's making big decisions.
Yeah.
They're by Disney now. They can afford it.
Yeah, like George Lucas come back and direct another Howard the Duck movie.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was funny.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah,
Marvel,
so...
Marvel makes it really hard to like Marvel.
Yeah. Okay, so we got two more things in news that I can't remember at the moment because these are things.
Did you guys talk about Alpha yet?
Alpha. Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Alpha.
Yeah, Spider-Man's getting a sidekick.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys talked about that yet.
We talked about it on a previous Anything cast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was in news of the.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually we talked about those other two things in news of the... So yeah, I guess we're going to...
Great title.
Yeah, so basic thing is Detective Comics is getting a new creative team with a new writer and a new artist, and DC Comics Presents has announced their new arc, which is going to be focusing on Blue Devil and Black Lightning.
Oh yeah. Two characters that I don't think anyone cared for.
Not really.
Are back.
Yeah, back in full force, because they don't like each other. Ba-da-da. Two very different characters. One's from the furry loins of Satan, and one's a black guy.
It's not like there are actual characters that fans wanted to come back, like Wally West or Stephanie Brown or Cassandra Cain or anything like that.
Well, Wally West is dead, I think.
No, he just disappeared forever.
No, didn't he like die during a Flash encounter?
Like Flashpoint?
Oh yeah, he died in Flashpoint.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, but so did, like, a lot... I think Jason Todd died in Flashpoint.
Jason Todd always dies.
Yeah. That's...
He died in this universe. He got brought back, though.
Well, yeah, because Death and Family still happened, I guess.
Yeah. But whatever. So that's going to do it for this week.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. We did what we're reading, then news, then we're done.
We did it.
Yeah. We did it, you guys!
We made it. Yeah. We made it, guys.
Yeah. First show going off without a hitch, then all of a sudden my computer burst into flames.
I'll have to leave for work in like 7 hours.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I have class at 8 in the morning.
I don't.
I go to film school, so I have weird schedules.
I live at home.
Oh.
I don't have a job or school right now. I'm on summer vacation.
Someone doesn't have any responsibilities.
Aside from this site, no, I do not.
Yay.
Yeah, fuck responsibility. I run a website.
Yeah. that's pretty much what you gotta do.
So yeah, as always, you can follow the site on Twitter. You can follow us at Death Door Prods. I am at deadman_DDProds. We have at Billy Wan. Steven, do you have Twitter?
Yeah. Hold on. I don't update it that much, so I gotta remember what my thing is. It's at Steven_TC, I think.
Okay.
I think that's my Twitter.
And you can follow him at Steven_TC.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook, like us there. We're on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Hopefully, by the time this comes up, our iTunes thing will have been fixed. We have some issues. We're having some issues with iTunes, but they should be fixed. Hopefully, by the time this comes up, so you'll just need to resubscribe or something. But yeah, so we're on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know what you want to see more of, less of, etc.
You should send more. I want fan mail pertaining to me. More. I want people sending in messages. More Steven. More interrupting.
Yeah, it'll just be messages like, "Who are you and why are you doing this to my life?"
I want more noises in the background while Steven clicks on things.
Yeah, like, I want to hear Steven tap dancing while you're recording. Learn to tap dance, Steven.
I will. Next week there'll be a half-hour tap dancing session.
Over me talking about that week's editions of Avengers vs. X-Men.
Yes.
Well, yeah, so, subscribe to the RSS. We have that. And
we're all over the internet.
Yeah, so, deathstoreprods.com/extra life. Donate, please. And help save some kids' lives. deathstoreprods.com/store. Buy some shirts. We're also still accepting shirt design ideas. So if you have any design ideas that you think would be good, go to the t-shirt design thread in the forums, post your design ideas there. If you like them, we'll make them into a shirt, and we'll pay you based on how well that shirt sells.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. And we are still looking for help. So we have positions to fill on the Video Games Podcast and possibly the Anything Cast. We're still working out ideas with that. And we also need more writers for games, comics, movies, anime, everything. So if you're interested in being a podcaster, so send to me, deadman@deathstoreprods.com, a short audio clip talking about a video game that you've recently played. And include in that email your Skype name. If you are interested in being a writer, then please submit one news article recently, like a recent piece of news, as well as a review of something that you've either read or watched or played. And again, include your Skype name. And if we like it, and if we'll read it, we'll listen to it. If we like it, we'll contact you. So yeah, it's deadman@deathstoreprods.com, application as the subject line. All these instructions are in the post, or in the description for this, so please, apply now. We're specifically looking for ladies, because we don't have enough of them here.
Ladies.
It's a sausage fest.
Ladies.
Yes. One guy who comes to the chat or anything cast said, "Get ladies, there's too many dudes."
Ladies.
Yeah. So
ladies.
Yeah, so
ladies. Want to come talk about comic books?
So ladies. You want to talk about a video game that isn't...
So what have you been playing, ladies?
Yeah. So ladies, if you want to come on the podcast and not talk about a video game that isn't Pokemon or Cooking Mama, please apply.
I love both those games.
Yeah. So be sure to come back on Friday for our commentary of Puss in Boots, as well as our movies podcast. On Sunday, we'll be having our Anything Cast Live, 5 p.m. on allgames.com. And then next week, we'll be having Video Games on Tuesday and Anime on Friday. I mean, Anime on Thursday. As well as the Anime Club supplement for Panties and Stocking with Garter Belt. But, until then, I'm Dad.
I'm Bobby Wan.
I'm Steven. I'm the new guy.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.